We go from a state of depressed and about the state of the world and our own lives to a state of incredible excitement and happiness. And once you get a taste, just a glimmer of experience for what it's like to live free of the agony of the human condition, for how exciting that will be, then you've finally got a taste of how this all works.
This 2024 video presents biologist Jeremy Griffith's already famous summarising sermon on the beach, as people are calling it, solution to all your and the human race's problems. Now, this presentation assumes you've already watched or read the interview with Jeremy that appears at the top of our homepage at humancondition.com, because it will help significantly. So we encourage you to do that if you haven't already done so. Firstly, people aren't calling it a sermon because it's religious, but because, like Christ's Sermon on the Mount, which was his great call to action, his great selling of the wonders of Christianity's ability to relieve humans of their distressed human condition, Jeremy's presentation is his great call to action, to actually end the agony of the human condition, that the finding of the redeeming and rehabilitating biological explanation of the human condition finally makes possible. And what Jeremy is summarising is presented in more detail in the Great Transformation video and booklet, which is also freely available at humancondition.com. The reason this talk by Jeremy has already become famous is because, as a viewer said, it absolutely floodlights the pathway that the whole human race now takes out of Plato's dark cave of denial and delusion that has been crippling the human race and which we have all had enough of. Yes, what this truly incredible talk does is cementing the foundations for what will become the biggest and most exciting movement the world has ever seen, because it is the realisation of what the scientist-philosopher Teilhard de Chardin anticipated when he wrote, "The truth has to only appear once for it to be impossible for anything ever to prevent it from spreading universally and setting everything ablaze." I also want to strongly recommend reading the transcript of this talk, because Jeremy has added many extremely helpful and enlightening elaborations to what he says in this incredible talk.
Honestly, it'll flip from a state of constant ambivalence and struggle and desperation to a state of absolutely amazing excitement. I'm just down by the beach, sitting under some Banksia trees, and I just want to try to capture how the transformed way of living works. Try to give as powerful a description of how it works as I can possibly think of. And the idea has occurred to me to imagine if the situation in the world becomes, because it's daily becoming more desperate and everyone's more concerned about plight of the human race and desperation and psychosis everywhere and the conflict and destitution and devastation. So it's on everyone's mind that now it's becoming undeniable that we've got to do something fundamental about the plight of the world, because, as I have explained in all my publications, denial of our corrupted condition is how we've had to cope. So we've got this constant positive presentation of ourselves, so we're always looking positive and we build up this castle of trophies, as it were, of we become the captain of the football club, or we've been successful at work, or in some way we've built up this mechanistic castle of wins that sustain us, our sense of worth, okay, against this horrific 2 million years state of living in this corrupted state of the human condition. So being positive has been our way of coping, right? So it's become incredibly precious to us that we hang on to those wins, those artificial ways of sustaining our sense of worth. And they're extremely precious to us, And so that makes this idea of some sort of transformed life, when we're not even, because we've got this positive persona where we don't even admit that there is anything really wrong with the world, but it's becoming so desperate out there, it's become undeniable that we're heading for some sort of catastrophe, some sort of end play situation where the human race can't sustain any more divisive, competitive and aggressive and alienated human condition. Okay, so there's a sort of waking up across the world that enough's enough. We need some fundamental resolution to the plight of the world. So we're caught in this sort of duality. We've built up this structure throughout, since we were little, of sustaining our sense of worth artificially through winning power, fame, fortune and glory. And every minute of every day we're preoccupied, our mind is preoccupied maintaining that sense of self-worth, okay? So it's a huge industry that's owned our mind and lives, and it's what's kept us going. So this idea that there is some alternative way of living, or there is some sort of we need some relief from that, it runs in the face of this historic commitment we have to sustaining ourselves artificially through winning as much accolades and reinforcement as we possibly can. As I said, every second of every day, we're preoccupied maintaining and building that artificial way of sustaining our sense of self-worth. Okay, so it's a very, very powerful commitment that we've developed, an attachment to it. It's a very strong attachment we have to that. So now this transformed way of living comes along and argues that that's all finished with. We've found the fundamental explanation for our goodness, so we don't need those old artificial defences and we can let them go. But if you stand back and think about that, there's a problem with that. Our attachment to all our artificial wins and glorifications of ourselves are so strong and so precious to us that it's in conflict with this idea that we should let that go. So we're in this sort of Mexican standoff between understanding that this information defends the human race now from a fundamental first principle biological basis, so we don't need all those artificial defenses anymore, so we can let them go. But you see, there's a problem, because we're so attached to our artificial defense structure, our way of sustaining our sense of worth, that this idea that we should let that go is just an anathema. It's a loathsome idea. So we can't, we're caught in this conflict between what's been sustaining us and that we can now let all that go, because we're so attached to our old structure, which was so precious to us. So this idea that we should take up this transformed way of living and live in support of this understanding and so forth is an anathema. Anathema is something that's loathsome. It is unacceptable, and so we can't seem to let ourselves imagine how this transformed way of living works, because as I said, it's so at odds with our whole defense structure that we've built very carefully and systematically every minute of every day. And we've got this defense for ourselves, we manufacture this smile and positive persona and so on and so on. What's happened is the human race, that artificial way of defending ourselves is obviously gonna, sooner or later, is gonna become unsustainable for not only the individual, but for the human race. And that's where the human race has arrived at, where this artificial way of defending ourselves and reinforcing ourselves, which just ends in more and more conflict and corruption, opportunism and devastation, is becoming transparently intolerable. Okay, for a long time everyone just kept a positive view of themselves and the world and said there's nothing wrong with the world, we don't need any change from what we're doing really well and all this sort of stuff, and so we can't even think about or envisage any sort of, perhaps why we have the deaf effect when people read about our information, because they're reading all this stuff about the lost innocence and all this stuff, which is very confronting of our way of sustaining ourselves through building a reinforcement of ourselves through winning as much power, fame, fortune and glory as we can. So it's not something we can easily envisage. We can follow the logic of this explanation. It says that's all finished with the old artificial reinforcement system. We can now live for the support of this information, and that'll fix the world, and we'll we can tick all those boxes and be happy with that. But the problem is that when you get down to it, it's at odds with our means letting go our old artificial defense structure. So that's something that we can't easily accept. We can accept the logic that it all says, yeah, that's all finished with, but we can't easily adopt that. We can see the logic of it according to Mexican standard. We don't deny this information, but we struggle to see just how it's going to transform the human race. So I'm what I want to talk about is how to try to get as powerful as an example as I can of how it does transform the human race. So what we need is a very powerful example of how this transformation works. Okay, now why I wanted to do this bit of footage is to put forward a way of thinking about this transformed way of living that gives everyone the ability to suddenly see how it actually works. So what I want everyone to imagine is as I said earlier, this this artificial way of sustaining itself is ultimately not sustainable. It ultimately is built on a false foundation. They're artificial defenses for ourselves. They're not the real defense for ourselves. And they require constant maintenance to keep them in shape. So the whole thing's very fragile. Everyone's insecure. Everyone's needing to build their castle bigger and so on. So there's all this competition. So it's not ultimately sustainable. So there has to be this change of heart to living for this information instead of living for our egos, okay? But how do we overcome our attachment to our existing structure, which we've depended on and lived off? How does this transformation actually work, okay? So the example I want to put forward is this. If you imagine that the world becomes more and more upset, this crazy state of artificially defending ourselves, which leads to more and more competition between everybody, and everyone's seeking a win, and if they can't get a win, they'll start shortcutting for a win, and then they become the social structure breaks down. So it's a doom strategy, that way of artificially defending ourselves. And that's where the human race has arrived, at this endpoint state where we can't cope with any more artificial defenses for ourselves. So there's an end point, and that's where the human race is arriving. So the idea I want to convey is, imagine that the human race has got to this point where everything, it is apocalyptic, where everything is breaking down, as it basically is already. And younger generations are too psychologically distressed and overwhelmed, and the old artificial systems are not working anymore. At that point, what's going to happen? I'm asking everyone to imagine them getting to that situation, which the whole world is kind of getting to rapidly, where it's become extremely desperate for a way out of this end play state where terminal levels of alienation are leading to the extinction of the human race. So it's become extremely desperate. So now let's imagine at that point, let's imagine the understanding of the human condition does arrive. And it does mean that the end of our artificial way of living is no longer needed, and we can live for this new way of living, which will actually fix the world, right? Now, so suddenly there's an option in front of us that we can live in support of that's 100% effective, right? Fixes everything. Literally, it actually does. And so we've got a situation here where we're a polarized situation where the world is messed up. We're hugely attached to this artificial defense system that we're built and manicuring every day. But it's run its course, it's had its day. And so we've hit the end point where that's no longer sustainable. And so I want to imagine everyone's arrived at that state of mind where they're realizing that it is really desperate. We need a solution. And on the other side, there is this solution where you just live in support of that. How incredibly relieving is that? That option, you see. If all I'm suggesting is if we extrapolate the situation, magnify the situation, so that this, the need for some solution to the mad way we've been living has become extremely desperate. So imagine that. It's extremely desperate that we find a solution. And then there is this solution, right? Now, which we have found difficult to even really in our heart of hearts to contemplate, because we're so attached to our artificial defense structure. So we've got this extremely polarized situation. Now, sure, we're extremely attached to our old artificial system, right? To the nth degree where we're just, any thought of even letting it go for a second is really not on. It's just too precious, that structure, to let that go and try and adopt another structure. But if we imagine how that system has become so desperately messed up, right, and we're now in a really extremely distressed state about the state of the world, in our own condition as well, an extremely distressed state, right? So I'm extrapolating where the world is at the moment to an extremely distressed, which is coming, state. And then at that point, there comes a point when the option of living in support of this information, which is 100% flawless and 100% solves everything and is 100% exciting, is sitting there. So we're stuck in the old habituated way of just sustaining our sense of worth, but it's become intolerable. And at that point, at a certain point, this gets so bad that this option becomes more and more attractive, right? And that's where the human race is heading, right? And I want each person to imagine that situation, where that end play situation has emerged in their mind. So even if it hasn't arrived yet, that degree of desperation in the world or in your own life, you can imagine that situation emerging, where we have to leave that old way, right? Now, we have to leave that old way. Joe Rogan on his program, that podcaster, was talking about the world reaching this stage now where we need some sort of new ideology that, you know, of love and warmth and to replace the madness of the world. So everyone's waking up to this inevitable end play situation, right? Now, as it turns out, if you understand this information, you actually know that there is another way we can live, right? So there is this option available. I just want everybody to think about that polarized situation where trying to live by the old sustaining system is no longer tolerable. And at a certain point, inevitably, this other way of living becomes attractive as an option. We're sort of forced across. We're forced across to accept this alternative way of living, right? Now, so I want everyone to imagine that that's a coming reality, that corner where the old is no longer sustainable. We need it. We need a new system, and we've actually got a new system available in this information in supporting it, because information is true and it does defend us. And it does obsolete the other way of living. So I want everyone to imagine this cornered situation where we've reached this end play situation where, and even if you haven't arrived there yourself, and even the human race hasn't quite arrived there, you surely can imagine that this is an inevitable situation where the old is finished with. It's no longer sustainable. We need an alternative. And blow me down, there is an alternative. It's 100% flawless, and then at that moment, what happens, if your mind can follow what I've been saying, is that your mind will think, yeah, well, I can imagine that situation emerging for the human race and even for my own life, an end play situation where we're forced to really genuinely consider the option of letting go our old artificial way of building, sustaining ourselves and living in support of this, right? So we're driven to this option through desperation, if you like, okay? Now, this is important. So I want everyone to imagine they can imagine that situation emerging of desperation, right? Now, then I want Because if you could imagine that that situation is inevitable for the human race and for each individual, then you can imagine, for the first time, if you can get your mind to accept that, you can then, for the first time, I'm suggesting, actually embrace the possibility of what it's going to be like living in support of this information, this alternative way of living, this transformed way of living. Because as I've said, you're not really in a position to consider that, what that sort of way of living is going to be like whilst you're attached to the old, okay? So to get you to consider what it's going to be like letting go of the old and attaching to the new, you have to imagine this cornered situation, end play situation, where the old is finished with, we can't do it anymore. We're forced across to accepting this other way of living, right? So I think everyone should be able to imagine that situation. Now, what I want everyone to do, if they can actually let themselves imagine that there is an end play situation where the old is finished with and we're forced to accept this new way of living, what happens then in your mind, if you can accept that as an inevitability, for the first time I'm suggesting, your mind will then start thinking what it's going to be like living in this, in support of the information instead of in terms of your old ego castle, right? And then what happens then is you make this incredible discovery of just how incredibly exciting it's going to be. So all the songs we've ever written, all the beautiful poetry we've ever written, all the wonderful paintings we've ever painted, if you burrow down into the deep enough, they're all really dreaming of this time when we can let go of the old and find this alternative way of living. They're all a dream of one day finding understanding of the human condition, at that point being able to take up this incredibly exciting way of living. There's just no dags on it. There's no negatives to it, this new transformed way of living. It's all exciting and all satisfying. And once your mind has got itself in a position where it's finally prepared to even embrace or inhabit what it's like, what would it be like just living in that totally excited state, which solves everything, where we're living in support of this understanding instead of our own egocentric self. How exciting would that be? You see, you go from not being having in your heart of hearts, having any real tolerance for this transformed state to, okay, I accept that it's inevitable that the human race reach this end point and where the whole human race has to take up support of this new way of living. And I'll have to do that in my own life as well. Then at that point, you suddenly open your mind to how exciting this alternative way of living will be, because there's absolutely no negatives to it. It's 100% exciting. It's 100% flawless, and it solves absolutely everything. So I'm not kidding you. We go from a state of depressed and about the state of the world and our own lives to a state of incredible excitement and happiness, right? That's the truth. That's how exciting this is. And once you get a taste, just a glimmer of taste for what it's like to live in this, free of the agony of the human condition, in support of this understanding that reconciles the human condition, and a taste for how exciting that will be, then you've finally got a taste of how this all works. And then you can live off that taste all day, every minute of every day. But I'm just saying to everybody, you can't taste that, you can't sample that, you can't experience that whilst you're locked onto your old artificial defense and reinforcement system. You can't let one go, and you can't serve two gods. You can't let one go while you're attached to the old. So everybody can, they talk about it and they write posts about the transformed state, and they write posts about Mexican standoff, and they write posts about how true and good this information is and how exciting it is. But I can tell, or anybody can tell, reading between the lines, that they're not infected. They're not full of the excitement yet. They're still stuck in no man's land between the two, right? And I'm suggesting the way to discover how exciting this new world is and become really thrilled by it and to turn your life from the depressed looking at the world every minute, every television program you look at is full of madness and dishonesty. Every person's pushing his own bullshit barrow and the whole thing's fake and the world's just more and more destructive and the stories of refugees and crises and governments and corruption and everything. Everywhere you look, it's mad, okay? And so that's a very depressed state. And your own world, if you've grown up, you know, you understand the human condition, you understand how parents couldn't give their offspring the reinforcement that their instincts expected because of this innocent soul. And so everyone understands that their lives are crippled and because of the horror of the human condition, right? So everybody's basically living in a wholly depressed state. But and I'm trying to get everyone to imagine if you extrapolate to a state where you can see, okay, there is going to reach an end point where that old way of living is no longer sustainable for the human race or for you individually. That then and only then, when you really inhabit that truth, do you really and truly, in your heart of hearts, have a change of heart where you'll tolerate the idea, genuinely inhabit the idea of living in a world free of the human condition and living for this understanding which solves everything. Honestly, it'll flip from a state of constant ambivalence and struggle and desperation to a state of absolutely amazing excitement. That is not an exaggeration, that is the truth. But people can't see it. And the reason they can't see it easily is because they're still halfway living in both camps. They're still backing their old power and glory way of living and sustaining themselves. So the new transformed way of living, they can follow the logic of it, but they can't inhabit the excitement of it. And I'm suggesting the way to inhabit that excitement is to just extrapolate from where you are and where the world is and the inevitability that we do have this, to have this change. And we have got sitting there the perfect change, the perfect solution to all the problems. We don't have to go and learn to meditate. We don't have to go and find some artificial way to reinforce ourselves anymore, some artificial psychological rehabilitation system, whatever, because they're not going to do it. There has to be a biological first principle understanding of why we're good and not bad. And from there, and only on that basis can we actually genuinely create a world free of the human condition. So we live in support of this and it solves everything. It's absolutely true. And it's incredibly exciting, okay? So you can work it out. If you're talking to someone who understands this information, you could actually pinpoint where they are on the spectrum between infected with the excitement of what it is to live free of the human condition and still halfway attached to their old artificial defense structure, how far they are on that spectrum of transition, whether they're still having it both ways, they're still partly backing their old system. Or let it go. So I'm just suggesting that if you extrapolate where you're at and where the world's at, you will get to the point where you will accept that that system is finished with. And then I'm suggesting out of that realization that it is inevitable, that it's all over, then and only then will you genuinely consider what it's going to be like living with this alternative. It's just sitting there, this alternative way of living, where we live in support of the actual understanding of the human condition. And it's 100% bulletproof, 100% true, 100% exciting, 100% will solve all our problems. How incredibly exciting that is to take that up. So everybody is variously stranded halfway between those two poles. Still living in the old, resigned, competitive, power and glory way of justifying themselves to realizing that that's all over and accepting in their heart of hearts that this other way of living is 100% exciting. So I just want to share that idea that it's just sitting there, the inevitably end play state the human races is, and this fabulous solution to all our problems and how exciting and how infectious that's going to be. It's just going to carry the world when that infected excitement. People get excited with, you know, rock and roll music because it's exciting. Deep within it is actually an anticipation of a time when we would be free of the human condition. So they're all tinny, sort of superficial, just touching the outer skim of the of what it's how exciting it's going to be. All those things, great art, great literature, they're all tapping into this potential, this dream the human race has of one day being free of the human condition. And it's actually arrived. And the excitement of those and the beauty in those pictures and their paintings and the theater or ballet or great literature, whatever form of expression, they're all dreaming of this time that's actually arrived. And it is absolutely 100% exciting. And there's no need any longer to stay living in that tortured, pressured, I don't live in that world. I just live in this other world all the time. Because in my mind, ever since I was a child, I know the difference between the two, between living in that old artificial, superficial, trashy, power and glory way of living and this other potential. And this other potential is so infinitely exciting and fabulous that the old has no attraction for me. So that's where I get my energy from. That's where I live for. It's just 100% satisfying, 100% exciting. And that is going to catch on. And I'm telling you, it's available to everybody. And I'm just suggesting, if you just do the little extrapolation, that your situation and the human race situation is going to lead to this end play state where we have to make a choice, then you're forced to consider what letting it go and living for this. And then and only then do you sort of really genuinely allow yourself to inhabit that excitement. So in Christianity, for example, you know, if you live in support of Christ, you're living in support of the embodiment of the ideals. And so and like St. Paul, he discovered that doing that, he was free of the human condition. He was, but it was a sort of a it was a step towards this ultimate finding of the understanding. So, but even he fell off the donkey. He got so excited. He went blind for 3 days, metaphorically speaking. He was so relieved. So he was forced to accept it. So he couldn't live with himself anymore. He was heading to Damascus to persecute the apostles. And then he considered, what if I just live for support of this extraordinary human that Stephen was prepared to give his life for, he wouldn't disown. And suddenly he actually considered what that would be like. And at that moment, he had this incredible relief flood through his body and absolute excitement. But honestly, Christianity was only a stepping stone towards this ultimate finding of the explanation of the human condition. So it was only a halfway, tiny step towards this ultimate solution. Yet that was all exciting. That led to him falling off the donkey. But imagine how much more exciting it is now that we've actually got the understanding. He was just the embodiment of the ideals that we could live in support of, and that would buy time to find these understandings that make the explanation of the scientific insights that make the explanation of the human condition possible. And then we can have the real transformation. And that's what's arrived. So I'm saying, you know, if St. Paul fall off his donkey with excitement, being able to just let go of the human condition, unfinished state, now that we've got the finished state, we've actually found the understanding, how much infinitely more exciting is that? And St. Paul did that. St. Paul sold Christianity on the basis of the comparison with Moses' Ten Commandments, because he said, if that was considered glorious, how much more glorious to be righteous, to be on the side of righteousness, and rather than living through the discipline of having to be fear of punishment out of the Ten Commandments. If you do this, you'll be punished. If you do that, you'll be punished. And he said, this is a far more positive paradigm to be living in, where you're living in support of the ideals and embodied in Christ, and therefore you're a force for good and you're righteous. So he sold that by comparing Christianity to the Ten Commandments as a relief system for your corrupted condition. Well, this is the actual understanding. It's so much more exciting and than that. And if that was exciting, then this has just got no comparison. This is so magnificent. So that is that's a true situation. Nobody has to live back in that old, finished with, exhausted, spent, embattled world. Everybody Can every moment of the day just live in absolutely flooded with just their mind thinking about this wonderful new world that they're living in support of, and the excitement of that. And that changes everything. It changes your life from sort of being having a bet both ways, living in one foot in one camp and one on the other, saying, yeah, the information's true, yeah, but I'm pretty attached to my structure, and the other alternative of living in support of this. So this is the real transformation of the human race that we've always dreamed of. This is the most exciting event in human history. And it's just a matter of time before everyone wakes up and realizes that. And that's starting to happen. If you look at what's happening on our Facebook group, we're in March 2024, but already you can see people getting incredibly excited, you know, handing out leaflets and putting the sticker on their cars and wanting... It's just, it's infectious. Once this catches on, as like Teilhard de Chardin anticipated, the time when the truth would set everything ablaze. That's how exciting this is. But everybody, if you look at everybody that's involved with this information, you can feel how much they've actually cottoned on to how this actually works. There's people like Tony Gowing who can fully immersed in this new way of living, and fully flooded with the excitement and the energy comes from that, and everyone else is variously along that path to that transformed state. I'm just suggesting if everyone imagines that this is going to get serious very quickly, and when it does, and this end play state, that everyone's going to be forced to, and you have to make this choice, rather than there's no longer any possibility of sitting in the middle, then at that moment you will allow yourself to consider how exciting it's going to be. And when you do, when you finally let that excitement in and see it, then the old steel casing that you've been living in is suddenly broken, and the light floods in, and all sorts of possibilities. You can see the magnificence of what's on offer.
That completes Jeremy's fabulously inspirational sermon on the beach. As I mentioned initially, I want to strongly recommend reading the transcript of this talk, because in it, Jeremy has added many extremely helpful and enlightening and important elaborations to what he has just said. So please don't miss out on reading the transcript, because it's an absolute feast. Now, I want to conclude this presentation with these short affirmations of everything Jeremy has said. By Michael Perry from Alberta, Canada, Elish Flissar from Queensland, Australia, and Nicola Savoglu from Victoria, Australia. And as you should fully understand by now, the excitement of Elish and the relief of Nicola is completely legitimate. They are not more of the sickening, deluded, pseudo-idealistic false starts to a human condition-free life that we've all had enough of. Rather, they are responses to being able to actually understand the human condition, which Michael's deeply felt presentation expresses the real magnitude and the utter magnificence of. These are genuinely liberated responses to the actual biological understanding of ourselves that the human race has been tirelessly working its way towards finding.
I just wanted to hop on here real quick, because I'm having one of those moments, and I'm positive many, many of you can relate to my feeling right now. It's just... sometimes... you're able to access it, like the full gravity and magnitude of what's going on, and it's just completely absolute and solid and all encompassing, and you can see the significance of what we're doing and what Jeremy has found. and you could see the whole, you know, so many people talk about the macro level, and you could see it. You could see it, everything right from innocence right to our Garden of Eden, like, original instinctive past up until now, and you can see the full circle of it, how we had to suffer and find this understanding. And that feeling is, it's almost indescribable. And I know there's many of you who know what I'm talking about. But it's the closest word, if I can like download it into the language that we can currently speak, is heaven. It's like heaven, God knowing, heaven on earth. It's unbelievable. It's just to see the other side of it. And then you get like double excited because you know there's others out there who are feeling this. And it's only going to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow until every last human being on the planet knows. They know the truth. Man. Anyway, short and sweet. I'm on a lunch break right now. And I'm just enjoying nature. We get to enjoy nature now. We get to love nature and feel how it provides for us. We no longer feel condemned by nature. We can become friends with nature again. And it doesn't feel silly to say that. You don't feel deluded. You feel secure in saying that we can become friends with nature. It's unbelievable. I love this movement so much. And I would be a just chaotic ball of answerless anxiety if it wasn't for this movement. I love this movement. And I love all of you. And just what this represents. All right. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
I gotta say that the beach video, I don't know, just changed me. Like, I'm just bloody excited about this. This is it. Like, you know, I'm talking to people about this. I'm bloody wearing this shirt now. I threw all my other shirts away. It's both sides, like back and forward. I'm a walking billboard now. I was camping here last night with a bunch of people and eventually started talking about some real stuff. And everyone agreed that the world is in chaos. And I'm like, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the good stuff, you know, and couldn't hide the excitement because it's here. It's within here. It's like, it's here. It's we can grab it. We can grasp the whole thing and go forward. This new world is just, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm controlling myself here, but it's like a, thanks, Jeremy. All of you guys, like, I know you guys are shoulder to shoulder with me. Even we are so far apart, you know, but just had this vision. If we all came together at some point, we will, you know, it's going to be many, 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 many more. We'll actually walk shoulder to shoulder through the streets, through the towns, villages, wherever, you know, but that's what's happening right now in my head. I know you guys are there shoulder to shoulder. And I knew that everyone's bloody excited about this video. Like, I've freaking felt all of you because we're on the same page, the same depth, you know, we're juggling between two worlds, but it can stop right now, right here. And yeah, so thanks, Jeremy, and all of you. Bloody hell, this is good.
How did you go, Alesh, when you were talking last night? Like, did you get much feedback?
No, everyone wants to go to sleep because it's the death effect. Some were like engaged because there's a lot of truth in that conversation, and I'm giving them example from my life. And it's so easy because I'm defended. I know I'm defended. And then on the end, I got to say, it's all over. I don't need to prove my word. I'm not chasing my power, fame, fortune and glory no more. That's the good thing here, you know. It was really good, but you know, some people just changing the subject at some point, you know, and I knew when to stop, and that was it. You know, seeds planted for sure. I got the shirt on every day, and my van, like, everyone's like, it's in their face, you know, it's right there, it's in their face. You know, I open my phone, there's a QR code. Let's go, you know, straight into the interview, because that's where I started. I'm out in the nature, look, bloody innocence all around me. I can finally see all this, you know. And then we got this thing here, you know. This is the beginning of the world we always hoped for, you know.
Awesome.
That was, and that's what I'm driving around with. And it's good, yeah. I can't, no way I'm going back anywhere else, you know. This is it, yeah. It's, we're climbing here, you know, and I used to bloody surround my life was dedicated to this, just prove my worth through climbing and excel and now it's just, yeah, I'll still jump on the climb, but I got nothing to prove, and eventually I'm not going to even climb no more, you know. It's like I tell people, like, I can stop climbing right now, because there's a priority that needs addressing, and that's what I do. That's you know, I could walk away right now from all that, you know, but I'm still with people, and you know, I love to be with people, and I need to talk to people. I need to talk to them about this, you know. That's me for the rest of my life. How good is to know what's going to happen for the rest of my life, you know? Not thinking how I'm going to make money or, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It's exciting. Yeah. The other day I was walking around, and this is my little folder, okay? And I got my little flyers, and I go past the houses and I put it in letterboxes. Then I got a sticky tape and I put these things on, you know. And yeah, when you're actually doing work for this, can't happen to bloody smile all the time. It's yeah. And I, you know, it's healthy. I'm going for a walk. That's all I need to do. I don't need to gym and get my six pack and all that crap, you know. Like, I'm just going for a walk to put these flyers on, you know. Like, yeah. I got 1,000 stickers coming, you know, and I'm gonna put them. Oh, bloody, it's gonna be flood this place here, and then I expand. I'm keep going to Brisbane, and I'm just gonna, you know, get caught, probably end up in police somewhere at some point. But then I can talk to the police people about this, what I'm doing, you know, like, yeah, that's me. Like, fuck, okay, I'll shut up now. But yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It's, yeah, that beach video just destroyed it. Yeah. That's real me. Finally, it's some realness to my bloody life. It's so good. So good.
I just wanted to say that for me lately, I've kind of been in like peak Mexican standoff. I've just been falling back into the potholes of thinking in that old way, in that old world, like thinking, feeling, behaving in that way, just feeling like things are unjust and whatnot, and like sitting in that pain. And it's funny, when I watched Jeremy's beach video, it kind of just brought me back to when I first got this information. Like, it was something that I was looking for my whole life, and it was just so exciting to finally have the answers. It's so crazy that this is what everyone's been waiting for so long, and you just somehow go back into your old way of doing things. It's a very slippery slope, and you don't even realize that it's happening. But Jeremy's video, yeah, just brought me back to the start of like finding these answers and just how exciting it is. Like, I really loved when he mentioned about St. Paul, and he said, like, what if I just? And I remember that was the line that I used when I first felt like all this relief and like just the burden off my chest. And I like tears of relief right now because, sorry. Honestly, I just feel excited. Like, I've just felt heavy for so long. And yeah, Jeremy's video, I don't know, I just feel lighter. I
so excited. Like, what if I just fucking let go of everything? Like, yeah, I'm just feeling that excitement again and that relief. And yeah, this is fucking crazy. This is fucking beautiful. I feel so lucky to have this, honestly. And I just wish everyone in this world could have it.
Well, how special was that? Listening to Michael, Alish, and Nicola, just so special. Now, again, I absolutely encourage everyone to read the transcripts of Jeremy's Sermon on the Beach and Michael and Alish and Nicola's affirmations. Thanks heaps, everyone, for watching.